softly running in the snow. I returned from the gym, rested my legs a tiny bit, and discovered it started snowing right after I came back home. There was an inch of snow on the ground already, or so it seemed. How did I miss this? Ridiculous. I already had most of my gear packed, but I still had to upgrade my shoes. I tend to use elastic shoelaces. They really are flexible and don't get untied. I bought new shoes that I tested with a very thick woolen sock. My new shoe is 2 sizes larger, a wide 13 with non-slip thread. I came pretty close with my purchase, but what I really needed was waterproof outdoor shoes for sports. Waterproof just means that there is no mesh vent for water to get in. I guess they are hard to find in regular stores. They also need to have a low sole as not to twist an ankle. When I went shopping yesterday, I just checked all the shoes I could find. I found the socks a couple of years ago at a hunting aisle in a nearby supermarket. They are so thick that you need to bring the socks with you and test your shoe finds with the sock on. The sock will keep you warm, but also smooth out any imperfections in the shoe. I did try sliding in the snow on purpose, and I slid for a foot or two, but slow jogging is just faster walking, and rolling the ball of the foot really improves stability. You can't trip running that way, even on a snow-covered surface. Rolling the ball of the foot is kind of like manually rolling a tire across snow. So it's actually really hard to slip in just snow. I am yet to test ice. I think today was about 33 degrees Fahrenheit. I had 3 elastic shirts and a hoodie. But I was overheating. Unzipping the hoodie a little bit on my way back didn't help at all. For pants, I had 2 track pants and shorts. Shorts that I managed not to put on the outside. Yay! It's the small wins that count. By the way, people, including Superman, wear shorts on the outside so that they can remove them if it gets too hot without removing their pants first. Or vice versa. They might have put them on after they went out for the jog to warm themselves up. I mean, what is Superman supposed to do in the middle of a damp battle? It would have been a scandal if he had to take his leotard off first. Smartly and strategically, the Man of Steel puts his underwear on last. And anyway, Batman does it too. And I like European comics. I waddled out of my apartment complex and started slowly jogging with my 10-pound dumbbells. It felt great, and I was barely overheating. But by the time I got to the intersection, I noticed the snow direction. Moments later, the snow was getting in my eyes. It was impossible to run. More than rain, snowflakes cause real discomfort, and I had to stop and put my snow goggles on. Maybe sunglasses could work, but goggles was all I had. I was saving them for dangerously cold weather. But it makes sense to just cover the whole face. The snow isn't going to pile up somewhere and melt in your eyes, as the case would be with sunglasses. Of course, I did look pretty sus, felt like an imposter, really. But this is Michigan. It snows here. Goggles are not that weird. I pulled up my ski mask over my nose and kept going, and with a smile. That was when I noticed how soft the snow was. Running on soft snow feels amazing. It's perfect. It is soft when landing your foot and firm when shifting weight. Depending on snow, it may be better than running in the woods. I made it halfway, turned around, and moved my goggles up over my forehead. In retrospect, not a good idea, as they fogged up. If I needed them again, I would have to wipe them first. My goggles double as light sunglasses, so when I took them off, the milkiness of the snow really hit me. It looked magical. I stopped to take a photo. Wearing my hoodie was also a small mistake. All the snow that landed on me melted from my warmth, and then the hoodie got kind of wet. It is best to wear something that the snow won't stick to. But I was very warm, and I felt great. It was a perfect little run, and it is better to run before sundown. After dark is risky. It is harder for drivers to see, and they will have delayed reactions as a result. Wearing a reflective running vest will help a little bit, but it is better to stick to running during the day. Finally, wearing your jogging clothes at home just about 20 minutes before a run will get you started with body heat. This way, you don't have to wait to heat up while jogging. You just start off warm. It is still somewhat strange to me how jogging prevents getting cold outside in winter. While it is still good to run in the summer, it is better to run in winter, by far.